I am glad that I don't have a fear of flying like the rabbi seated next to me. I am also glad that I don't have 14 cousins like the trumpet player to my right, because cousins are always asking for money like you're made of it, which Leon isn't. Even if he is a working musician who once played on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. I am crunching my cashews, minding my own business, sandwiched between Leon and Rabbi Isaac, who have been talking across me as our plane waits for what feels like forever on the tarmac, a word I just heard Isaac use to describe the delays on dozens of flights he's taken all over the world. Isaac, who spent his 72 years living in Flatbush, Brooklyn, not far from my grandma Miriam, who somehow he didn't know, but Miriam Levin, now she was a rose. According to Isaac, anyway. It's my lucky day, because Isaac hates to fly, and to pass the time he talks almost as much as Leon does, only Leon discusses jazz musicians, such as Thelonious Monk, whose name I mistake as the Loneliest Monk, which makes Isaac and Leon laugh so hard they actually slap their knees, saying things like priceless and monk was no monk, which means nothing to me, but takes my mind off the evacuation instructions our stewardess is acting out and which everyone is ignoring. I don't want to think about our plane flying over the ocean or about using my seat as a flotation device. So I call on some mental kung fu to focus my mind with a mantra about my mom. See you soon. See you soon. See you soon. I repeat as we prepare for takeoff. I pop in some gum, put my headphones on along with some Blondie at 30,000 feet. Leon nudges me, hands me a cassette with a label that says, A Love Supreme in blue ballpoint pen. I've heard of that. John Coltrane? I ask. Leon nods, then tells me the story of the song's creation, how, like a lot of jazz, it was the product of spontaneous chemistry, how Coltrane's religious faith fused with his music so that the whole piece became a saxophone ode to God. Also, how Coltrane wrote a poem to go with it. Because he was such a genius. I tell Leon I don't think I believe in God, but that I wrote a creation myth about being born in a wok in my mother's kitchen. Right on, Leon says, shaking his head, a gold-capped molar peeking out from behind his wide grin. Right on, Rabbi Isaac repeats, smoothing his beard as he leans over and mouths, What are we talking about? Coltrane, says Leon. I saw him play. Isaac shouts, You don't say, whispers Leon, in a way that kind of implies Rabbi Isaac is shouting. At the Village Vanguard in 1962, Isaac continues, I had no idea who Coltrane was or who he was going to become. Yeah, Leon laughs. We're all trying to become someone, I guess, until we are. Then turning to me, Leon asks, And what are you doing on this plane by yourself? I'm going to see my mom, I explain. Your parents divorced? I nod and squash a small bubble of gum between my teeth and my tongue so that it snaps like punctuation. Getting, I say. That's an unfortunate situation, Leon replies. Yes, I agree. But it's okay. I don't have to move or anything. Really? Isaac interrupts. When my son got divorced, his wife took their kids to Florida. Can you imagine leaving Brooklyn to go there? Well, it's warm, I offer. Yes, Rabbi Isaac nods, but the food. Yeah, adds Leon. I played Miami once, but Miami's got that good Cuban cuisine at least.